8:32, Spectrum with Jamie Song. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's been a whirlwind week, hasn't it, at the National Assembly, until the special committees finally were able to gather to put the bills on a fast track last night that have been so contentious, but not before people have seen really how the legislative body turned into utter chaos, was dubbed an animal parliament even. Perhaps that's offensive to animals. Some of the scenes we've seen, Jamie Song. So, first of all, tell us how the Hungare, which strongly condemned the LKP's violent protests and alleged violation of the National Assembly law, banning the use of violence with the intention of interrupting parliamentary meetings. How did it respond?
The paper denounced the words and actions of the LKP, who said all they did was a legal sit-in to fight against what is illegal. The paper reported that at the LKP's Gwanghwamun rally Saturday, its floor leader Na Kyung-won declared they will abolish the leftist dictatorship and protect liberal democracy. And its leader Hwang Kyo-won argued they need to fight so that our children will not be living under the rule of the Kim Jong-un-like dictator. The Hangyore called the LKP's claims fallacious and ridiculous when they were the ones who blocked lawmakers' entry to the National Assembly Hall for three consecutive days, damaged the assembly property, and locked the Judiciary Reform Special Committee member Chae-bae in his office for over 6 hours, which is in clear violation of the National Assembly Advancement Law. The paper then explained the National Assembly Advancement Act and the fast-track process were suggested by and made into law under the leadership of Park Geun-hye, who was the emergency head of the Saenuri Party, the predecessor of the LKP. So for the LKP to break the law they gave birth to and to justify the act can only be viewed as self-contradiction. The paper also pointed out the LKP's claim that the reform bills did not follow the customary agreement between the ruling and opposition parties is mere political propaganda, as the LKP floor leader Na Kyung-won has already signed the agreement by all five parties to pass the bills, such as the one on the mixed member proportional representation. The paper also said the ruling Democratic Party made concessions because they will also lose their seats under the proposed proportional representation system. The Hangyore also noted that the LKP can make its voices heard through negotiations for the next 330 days after the bill is fast-tracked. And what the LKP is doing now is not a fight against dictatorship, but a fight to keep its seats in power.
And Seol Shinmun also rebuked the LKP as it called the National Assembly savage.
Yes, the paper listed the wrongdoings committed by the LKP, how the party members resorted to physical confrontations, cursing, yelling, verbal abuse, damaged public property, and even used a hammer and a claw hammer to get into the locked conference room. The paper said the National Assembly essentially became a zoo. It then reported that the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition LKP filed complaints with the prosecution, with the DPK accusing 18 LKP lawmakers and two secretaries for using violence against the DPK members and sabotaging their efforts to pass the bills in violation of the assembly law and criminal law, and the LKP accusing 17 DPK lawmakers of assaulting the LKP members. The Seoul Shinmun also noted that fast-tracking a bill is not the same as railroading a bill. It just means the ruling and opposition parties will start discussing the bill for at least 270 days and at most 330 days, which means the LKP can still negotiate with the other parties and make changes to the bills if necessary. Therefore, the paper urged the LKP to stop its protest and join the other parties to fast-track the reform bills. The paper also criticized the LKP for not having actively participated in the discussion of the electoral reform bill in the past few months, and also some Baeunmirae party lawmakers for continuing to oppose the party's decision to support the reform bills. The editorial then urged all parties to make efforts to pass the reform bills.
And let's get to a couple more papers. Shall we start with the Kungmilbo here? Also critical, urging voters to seriously think about whether to allow the National Assembly to go on like this.
That's right. The paper described that, quote-unquote, the vegetation National Assembly, which used to sit on bills for months and for years even, suddenly turned into, quote-unquote, the animal National Assembly, unafraid of physical tussles. It said one side used horrifying language such as, quote-unquote, the barbaric tyranny by the leftist dictator. And the other side also made malicious comments such as, quote-unquote, the madness of the traitors who condoned the abuse of power by former president. The 국민일보 explained the reason for the extremely charged fight between the two sides can be found in the electoral reform bill. If it's passed, the LKP lawmakers could lose their seats in the next general election of 2020, and that's why they've turned into these ruthless fighters all of a sudden. The paper lamented the National Assembly is getting into physical brawls rather than engage in fierce debate on behalf of the constituents to make compromises and deliver results. This is when the paper called on the voters to give serious thought to whether such a National Assembly should be allowed to go on. 국민 then urged all parties to fast-track the reform bills and start deliberating to find a common ground and pass the bills, which are designed to help solve the age-old problems of Korea.
And finally, the Joseon Ilbo not only blamed the ruling and main opposition parties, but also criticised the ruling camp and the Blue House more heavily. It is a conservative paper, but no one seems to come out of this looking very good.
Mm-hmm. The Joseon Ilbo said both parties are in the wrong and heavily criticized Senior Presidential Secretary for Civil Affairs Cho Guk for posting the National Assembly law, election law, and criminal law on Facebook. The paper said Mr. Cho didn't take responsibility for the poor vetting of the two ministerial candidates who failed to be confirmed, but jumped at the chance to point fingers at the assembly. In regard to the LKP, the Joseon Ilbo reported the party held a rally at the Gwanghwamun Plaza under the slogan, "Stop Moon Jae-in, the people will be the judge." And the party leader Hwang Kyo-won said law and order has fallen apart in this country and the leftist dictatorship must be stopped, after which the LKP marched toward the Blue House. The Joseon Ilbo argued the four parties railroaded the reform bills through electronic submission and also complained that the National Assembly Speaker Moon Hee-sang approved of the request from the Baran-Mirae Party to replace its lawmaker on the committee handling the fast-tracking move with another party member, which Moon Hee-sang did not from his office but from his hospital bed. The paper claimed the ruling party shouldn't push forward with the election law by using majority rules since the main opposition party opposes it, saying no democratic country would forcefully pass an election law. For the LKP, the paper's advice was to review whether there is room for compromise regarding the bill to establish an investigative body to keep the prosecution's power in check, saying there's always a political solution even when it seems impossible.
Well, for now, our spectrum. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Thanks for having me, Alex.